Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Francisco, that if you crack down on crime, you might have less crime. I kid you not, folks. That's an actual story about how they're cracking down, for example, on car burglaries in San Francisco. And guess what? The city has now seen a drop in car burglaries. Folks, you can't make this kind of stuff up. Sometimes keeping it simple is the best way to go, it seems like. Folks, welcome to the program. It is the Thursday edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you. Great to be with you here this morning, here on this Thursday edition. 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to opine and be on the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. I can't get over the San Francisco thing. You head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. You can also find me on Facebook, also on X as well. We've got links there at KyleWarrenShow.com. Also, welcome to everybody listening on our home station, our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. Also, everybody listening along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the show to all of our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. So whatever you're doing this morning in the overnight hours, wherever you are, whatever you're up to, we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us here on the program this morning. And it is chock full. It is chock full. I don't even know where to start. We've got fireworks. Honest to goodness fireworks that went on at the fourth GOP debate that was held earlier last night, and we've got some great audio clips. And I got to tell you, folks, I don't know. It's fireworks maybe don't even begin to describe it. There were also some fireworks on Capitol Hill today with Kevin McCarthy announcing that he is going to be leaving the Congress at the end of this month. So there's all kinds of stuff happening. And, of course, we'll get the latest of what's happening with Israel. And, of course, the latest on what's happening in the economy this morning. And a little bit later on, of course, we're going to be talking this morning with Jimmy T. Smith. This is going to happen in hour number four, the bottom of the hour. So hour number four, the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. And I always enjoy talking with him and finding out what's happening with our vets and also what Concerned Veterans for America are doing for our honored vets. And, of course, also they influence policy in real time for our deployed forces. For example, right now we see what's happening in Syria with our forces coming under attack, for example. And we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. We'll be talking, of course, with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Also, Watchdog on Wall Street, the Watchdog himself, Chris Markowski, will be with us here as we go through the program this morning. So, again, we've got a lot to talk about. Let's start with Kevin McCarthy. And then as we get into the next segment here in a few minutes, we'll start hearing some of the audio clips from this debate. And yesterday on the program, we had a lot of great audio clips from Donald Trump. Very, very different format. And I think this is where people are really going to start perhaps demanding a different sort of format or a different sort of interview a strategy, only because things can degenerate. I don't know that the format itself will be done away with anytime soon. No illusion about that. But certainly trying to make your case. And, oh, and by the way, just a quick preview. Okay, I can't even help myself on this. Quick preview. Some of these audio clips that we'll hear will be of Vivek Ramaswamy. And I think that he's trying to take a page, and I've been thinking this for a while, obviously, taking a page out of the Trump playbook from 2016 in the debates. And that is, you know, kind of go in there, you know, throw as much dirt in the air as you possibly can and be the disruptor. Okay, be the disruptor. And he definitely tried to do that. To what degree of success? Well, that's maybe a matter of opinion and taste. And we do want to hear from you. By the way, if you watched the debate earlier, we want to know what you think about it. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Give us a call and let us know what you thought. Did it change your mind? Did it reinforce notions that you already had about some of these candidates? Very, very interesting questions. Okay, so Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday announced that he was going to stop serving in Congress at the end of the month. This is from NBC News. Kevin McCarthy, who this fall became the first speaker to be ousted from power in the middle of a congressional term, said Wednesday he will resign from office at the end of this month. His exit is a blow to his successor, Speaker Mike Johnson, and the House Republicans, further cutting the already narrow GOP majority and making passing legislation in 2024 even more challenging. Well, that is certainly true. We understand as well, this from CNBC, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom of California is required under state law to call a special election within 2 weeks of McCarthy's seat becoming vacant. So 2 weeks after December 31st, that special election must take place 126 or 140 days later, though it may be able to coincide with California's congressional primaries in March 5th. When former Representative Duncan Hunter of California resigned, Republican, in January of 2020, Newsom left the seat open for the next 10 months. Okay, so now McCarthy says he's going to, his work's only getting started. He says he wants to help people with entrepreneurial spirit. He wants to recruit the country's best and brightest to run for elected office. And, well, we shall see. We shall see. But was it a bombshell or did you expect this to happen? Well, we're going to talk about it right after the break, folks. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Thursday morning edition is here, is upon us. And, well, we're just getting started. Just like Kevin McCarthy, I guess. I think he said he's just getting started. But definitely a very interesting development, even if you saw it coming or not. It still is a game changer, and it's still going to be some time before a special election will be scheduled for this. So it's definitely going to be a very interesting time, to say the least. But, of course, Kevin McCarthy's departure will bring back up again some of these different things that he did hand over after being ousted through the vote, that he did hand over to the new speaker. And whether or not we're going to see some movement on impeachment of Joe Biden, for example, I think they're looking towards moving towards a vote, not an impeachment vote, obviously, but another vote in the process of this. And again, it actually does beg the question, you know, is that going to be the top order of business? Should it be going into the election year? And whether or not doing so, does that point up the Biden failures, obviously Biden corruption? I think that's really important. Does that, again, give voters this front row seat to something that would become, you know, maybe the largest story of the campaign at that point, maybe even eclipsing Donald Trump and his legal entanglements or his legal woes? So you never know. And one of the things, too, I think it's important to point out is that we really are in these uncharted waters. A lot of times I think the old rules, the old sort of perspectives on things, they just don't apply in so many cases when it comes to Donald Trump. Because, for example, take a look at what happened after this fourth GOP debate. You're going to have some people, and there you've got people out there saying, well, Ramaswamy won it, you know, hands down. It wasn't even close. Then you have somebody else who will say, well, it was DeSantis, and he won these debates. It was the second debate in a row. This is from Dana Loesch. She tweeted that out on X. Then you have others, you know, saying, well, you know, it's this person or that person. Christie won the debate, says one commentator. But then, and I like this one a lot, because all of a sudden, you're reading through these things, and this person said this, and this person said Christie, and this person said DeSantis, and this person said Ramaswamy, and this person said Haley. Well, along comes, you know, one of my favorites, Larry Elder. Along comes Larry Elder, and he tweets out the winner, and it's a picture of Donald Trump, basically, or a very interesting caricature of Donald Trump looking, you know, tough with sunglasses on and stuff. And I think that also kind of sums up perhaps how people are looking at this debate, not just this one, but the ones that preceded it as well. So in classic Larry Elder fashion, I think he kind of cut through everything and simplified things to where it just makes sense, doesn't it? To say, look, you know, it's real possible that, again, the one person that they were all up against was, in fact, Donald Trump. And now coming on the heels of his town hall with Sean Hannity, and, of course, yes, it was a very friendly environment and so forth, but Trump able to articulate what he would do on day one. Oh, and by the way, you know, we were on top of that on the program yesterday. We were on top of that because we were saying, well, already, that, you know, the left is just going to go apoplectic about this. And I do think, I don't think we have it available in this segment, but we will, I think, for the next one. I think there is an audio clip. I want to say it's Joe Scarborough, but don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure it is him. Basically, you know, coming out and saying, you know, this is, Trump's comment is this huge problem that Americans have. You know, they're wanting the authoritarianism or some such thing like that. So we'll get that queued up. But again, because everybody's running against Trump, even the left, or people on MSNBC, I suppose, even if you're Joe Scarborough, I guess you're still running against Donald Trump. And so, yes, the debate would have centered around that ultimately, because all four of those candidates are trying to do what? They're trying to unseat Donald Trump and his huge lead in the polls. Moving into Iowa caucuses and into the primary season. So what they were talking about on that stage ultimately was going to essentially be directed at the perception of Donald Trump and their standing in comparison to him. So I think it's all very, very interesting indeed. But again, Donald Trump able to talk about his policies, talk about what he wants to do on day one, which, of course, I'll be a dictator on day one, which was a facetious joke that he did, maybe even on purpose to really needle the left to make them literally go insane and say, look, Donald Trump now is admitting. He's admitting that he's going to be a dictator on day one. He's admitting it. Don't you see it? All everybody's they're in the Trump cult and they can't get out, you know, this kind of stuff. But I think he was trying to say, look, I'm going to come in and do these executive orders just like any other president would do. You could ask any candidate, what are you going to do day one? Day one, I'm going to sign executive orders to do this, that, and the other thing, right? And that's not being a dictator. That's exercising your power as president. But they wanted to use that comment by Trump so that they could try to buttress the notion that if Trump is elected, there will be no more elections in America. America will cease to exist, and it will simply become a dictatorship. And, of course, we know that that is so far from the truth, so far from the truth. Now, the issue, of course, of Donald Trump there in the debate is kind of personified in one way by Chris Christie, basically saying everybody here is trying not to offend Donald Trump. So at the, you know, if you're looking at who's saying what and how they're going about trying to define their candidacy, it's obvious Chris Christie wants to define his candidacy as going directly after Donald Trump. So let's hear what he had to say and what some of these reactions were.
Father Time is undefeated. I don't know how he would score on a test, but I know this. We have an opportunity to nominate someone and elect someone for two terms who's going to be spinning nails on day one and for 8 years.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, so obviously that's DeSantis starting out this quote here. And, of course, the topic would have been, the age-related issues between Biden and then, by definition or by default, Donald Trump, only because Donald Trump is in the same age group as Joe Biden. So let's continue.
So you think he's fit.
We should not nominate somebody who's almost 80 years old.
Okay. He's afraid to answer.
No, I'm not.
Either you're afraid or you're not listening.
No, it's not.
There's a simple question.
Hold on,
you're
going to
answer.
Nobody can hear you. You finish, and then you get it back.
All right. You know, look, I'm a simple guy, okay? I hear the question, and I answer it. Is he fit or isn't he? I'll concede you're fit, Ron. You're a new generation. You're 44 years old. I wish I was still 44 years old. Okay?
45.
So, well, congratulations. I'd still take 45. Is he fit or isn't he? And this is the problem with my three colleagues. They're afraid to offend. And
see,
let me
tell you something.
If you're afraid to offend Donald Trump, then what are you going to do when you sit across from President Xi, you sit across from the Ayatollah, you sit across from Putin? You have to be willing to offend with the truth.
Okay.
And answer the question.
So interesting exchange there. And, of course, you've got Chris Christie. And, again, the whole topic was about fitness. And certainly age was factoring into that fitness discussion. But here's, so you heard DeSantis talking about you got to spit, daggers or whatever on day one. But here's the way the Trump campaign counters that issue about age if it's trying to be conflated together with Joe Biden and his age. The Trump campaign says, look, our guy is going to come in. He's going to serve one term. We know that this is the plan. So we're not looking to be leaving office at 88 years old. We're looking at leaving office at being 84 or 85, this kind of thing. If you look at the two men side by side, Donald Trump obviously seems to be aging differently than Joe Biden is. And so I think they have a good counter to that kind of thing. But Christie, of course, is trying to make a beeline for Donald Trump and, by comparison, make the other candidates look like they're being timid when it comes to Donald Trump. So lots of strategery going on. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S.
USA News Update.
Police say there are three victims after an active shooting event at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas today. Las Vegas Sheriff did not update their conditions and said there could be more. He did confirm the shooter is deceased and there is no ongoing threat. This student was right in the middle of it.
I peek out the window that I sit next to and you just see students running around and police cars coming by. Eventually came out that there's an active shooter.
Republicans in both legislative chambers are pledging to withhold support for any new foreign aid package unless it is accompanied by measures addressing the escalating issue of illegal immigration.
Using the power of the purse to make sure that first and foremost we deal with our southern border crisis.
Texas Congressman Jody Arrington argues that this stance aims to tackle the influx of illicit drugs into his border state. Dave Collins, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. I like that, Bossa Nova baby. Isn't that cool? Okay, so once again, we have a lot to talk about on the program this morning. And by the way, as we head towards the top of the hour, we'll do our Trucker Traveler Report. And we've got a great song, of course. And those of you new to the program, we have a song right before our Trucker Traveler Reports. These happen before the top of the hour in hours number one and hour number two. And that's it's designed to keep you going. It's designed to rev you up. It's designed to keep you pumping through the overnight hours, whatever you're doing, working, whatever it is, whatever it might be. And we got a great request, by the way, tonight. I appreciate Trucker Ron so much in Denver. He sent in a great request, and, I think you're going to really, really enjoy it. It actually happens to be one of my favorites as well. So I think great minds think alike, and there's just more proof of that, I think, with this great song selection. So once again, folks, if you'd like to comment on the debate or the other news of the day, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Let's head on over to the telephone lines. They're lighting up. Let's take a call from John in Sarasota this morning. Good morning, John. You're on the program.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Hey, at the last debate I had watched, Ramaswamy referred to Nikki Haley as Dick Cheney on high heels. I think I think that was the high point of that one. You know, Chris Christie, I lived in New Jersey, not at that particular time he was governor, but Chris Christie is a failed politician. He was a failed governor. He's a failed politician. And when we look at the choices for who can be president at this time, we don't have choices of politicians that have anything to offer, basically, except Ron DeSantis. He has a proven track record of being a good governor. And as far as Donald Trump, we've had some of the best 4 years of our country when he was president. As far as Ramaswamy, I like him. I like him. I don't know if he's presidential material, but I believe that he wants to change the country for the better. And Nikki Haley has absolutely nothing to offer. It's not pretty much an election where we're putting, in my humble opinion, putting people up against each other that have proven track records of being winners other than DeSantis and Trump. The rest of those candidates really don't have much to offer, in my opinion. So
very interesting. Well, it seems to me that, you know, even in terms of what Chris Christie's talking about, and he's gone, as I said, making a beeline directly at Trump, but it seems like none of the different candidates are hitting the mark in that sense of eclipsing Trump, of doing such a great job on the debate that many voters would say, you know what, maybe we don't need Donald Trump at this point. Maybe we can continue with one of these candidates. And it just doesn't seem that there's an overwhelming thing happening about that. And so that's why I think Trump keeps maintaining his huge lead.
I agree with you, and I believe that's why Donald Trump doesn't even show up for the debate.
Right, yeah, because the policies are important. How the GOP can make things better for, you know, the rising tide lifting all boats kind of a thing, how it can deal with these problems that America's facing, the border, the economy, foreign policy, you name it. But without some kind of breakout, you know, rocket ship star, it's just hard to get after Donald Trump. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, hey, somebody comes up and says, I write songs too, but they've already got a Taylor Swift. You know, it's hard to catch. It's hard to catch somebody like that.
Well, that, I agree. And that's the whole premise behind the election is we don't have Secretariat running against Man of War here. You know, there's no Chris Christie's a failed politician. I mean, he's a has-been. Nikki Haley, he's got special interests. Ramaswamy, he's got a good thing going with his rap, but the only two people that really have any kind of backing behind them, again, in my humble opinion, who could show a track record is definitely DeSantis and definitely Donald Trump. And, you know, I want to add one more thing.
Sure.
I think, we were talking about Kevin McCarthy. I never liked him. I thought the guy was a failure from the start, a flip-flopping kind of fish. Mike Johnson has gone in there, and he has ignited people behind him with unity. I've never seen the Republicans this fired up. It's scary. If they can produce results, it would be wonderful. But I like Mike Johnson. He has really united this base in a short few weeks that he's been there. And I think we could see some good results if the election doesn't get stolen or rigged again, but that's a whole other ballgame.
Right, exactly.
But anyway, it's always enjoyable, and I always enjoy your show. I always enjoy hearing the comments, and You only hear from me Wednesdays and Thursdays because those are the two evenings that I'm out working a particular detail.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, we're always glad to hear from you. I really appreciate it very much, and glad that you're there, and I appreciate your comments as well, because I think it echoes a lot of what people are thinking out there.
I sure hope so. You know, I just don't understand how anybody would want to tolerate any more of this insanity. I mean, you know, even we could talk forever, and I don't want to, but even with the today, thank goodness they didn't pass that bill. You know, with Ukraine and Israel, I do believe we need to fund Israel, but, you know, I think first, again, why aren't we taking care of our house in order and our home and our backyard with the borders?
Right.
You know, you put on your own oxygen mask first before you assist others, so to speak. And when the plane goes down, it's comforting to know your seat cushion could be used as a flotation device from 43,000 feet.
That's right. In case of a water landing,
from a water landing. Everything around you at 43,000 feet doesn't matter, but the piece of foam rubber you're sitting on is going to do the trick. I mean, that should be what Joe Biden's running on, that platform.
Very funny.
Anyway,
all right.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening, my friend.
You too. Take care. John and Sarah said, everybody, take care. All right. Well, great call. Yes. That's right. In case of a water landing, was it George Carlin, I think, who's talked about that? You know, you don't land in the water. But at any rate, yes, I do think that the idea here is that unless you have a breakout star, somebody who's really, you know, just going to, you know, sort of eat up all that distance between Donald Trump and the other candidates, it may just be a sort of a vain attempt here. But nevertheless, these debates could be a great platform for talking about these great policies, or talking about how the GOP is going to look fundamentally differently at solving America's problems than the Biden administration or the far left or the Democrat Party elite. And unfortunately, much of it degenerated, as it's not surprising, into a lot of crosstalk, a lot of shouting back and forth, a lot of just a lot of fireworks that maybe weren't fireworks, or they could be, quote, entertaining fireworks, but not productive fireworks. And so that's another aspect of this, because going into the election, no matter who the nominee would be, the party has to have some kind of unity, and that messaging has to be there for quite some time, well in advance, so that it can be built upon by the time you're actually getting into the thick of the election, when a lot of the voters are going to really start paying attention to what's happening. So, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to come right back after this short interlude. We're going to pay a couple of bills for the program, and then we're going to come back with our Trucker Traveler Report. We've got a great song, as I said. I think you're going to love it. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number. We'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Once again, yeah, we're going to hear some Christmas music as we head towards Christmas time. I think it's only fitting. And by the way, of course, starting today on Thursday at sundown, that's when Hanukkah starts for our Jewish friends. And that will go, I believe, through December 15th. So we also want to wish a very, very happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends out there all across the radio dial. And so once again, and by the way, I just want to also say that there's been some reaction politically and so forth to Hanukkah celebrations or to supporting Hanukkah celebrations, you know, because of what's happening in Israel. But now more than ever, we absolutely have to stand fast with our friends. It's just that simple. So, happy Hanukkah from this program and everybody here to you. Absolutely. Okay, so let's check out here our first song of the morning for the Trucker Traveler Report. And we do have Trucker Ron in Denver to thank for this. It is one of my favorites. And he contacted us and he said, okay, you're going to pull out some old Billy Joel. We did that last night with Big Shot. live from Long Island, and he says, you're going to pull out some old Billy Joel. Well, I'll call your Billy Joel, and I'm going to raise you a Rod Stewart. And so, folks, here we go. A little infatuation. I had to let it play up to that point because that's Jeff Beck, right, on guitar on that. And he gets to that little riff right there that you just heard. I think it's just a cool, it's cool riff, man. But, you know, but that's why he was Jeff Beck. But, folks, again, Rod Stewart, a great song, a great production. One of my favorite parts of that whole record is the brass section. It just is just right there in the pocket. It adds so much. And without it, it wouldn't quite be exactly the same. And it's not overdone. See, that's the hard part. That's hard to get, right in the, just in the mix of instruments and what they're playing. So, A+, there for Rod Stewart. And thank you, Driver Ron, there in Denver. Really appreciate it. And, we're gonna have more. He's made some other requests as well, and we're gonna hopefully get to those here real quick. So once again, thanks so much. Okay, let's take a look at some of the weather here. Massive weekend storm to pack a punch for millions in the eastern half of the U.S. This from AccuWeather. From gusty winds to dangerous thunderstorms, even snow, a massive storm will affect 180 million people in the eastern half of the United States this weekend. Even though a large weekend storm may end up being a late bloomer in terms of disruptive conditions, it will have impacts in much of the eastern half of the United States. And again, an estimated 180 million people, areas of heavy rain, strong winds, snow, and even severe thunderstorms are developing, according to AccuWeather meteorologists. The storm will strengthen, but that process will be delayed until it advances from the Mississippi Valley to the Atlantic coast, where it can pack a punch, they have been saying from AccuWeather, as I just said. Also, of course, in the northwest, gushing rain, flooding to continue as the atmospheric river slowly shifts in the northwest. And if we take a look over at our precipitation map, Not quite as much as we saw 24 hours ago here on the program, but right now our friends in Seattle and Joan, who wrote in the other night, direct messages, listening on GCN Network, she wrote in the other night, very kind words, we appreciate that. But it's definitely raining where Joan is in Seattle, and that's going to turn into snow and the rain mixed with snow in the higher elevations, heading down through Tacoma and then down the Interstate 5 down towards Longview. Lots and lots of rain. Portland looking clear right now, but you got rain to the west of you near Tillamook. This is going to head down parts of the coast there. But you're going to start picking it up on Interstate 5 again when you hit down towards Corvallis, Eugene, Oregon, Roseburg, Medford in that area, and a little bit just east of Eureka in Northern California. Up near Susanville, looks like we got some rain, and south of there, rain mixed with snow. Elko, Nevada, I-80, you've got rain coming across the interstate there. Twin Falls, Idaho, lots and lots of rain there. Idaho Falls, snow in that area. South of there as well, heading down towards the border with Utah, spilling over towards Logan, Utah. Rain across the Great Salt Lake right now, just north of Salt Lake City, so be aware of that now. But also in northern Idaho, coming across 4th of July Pass on I-90 out of Spokane, as you head down into Montana, lots and lots of rain, so that can mean you can have some real problems and maybe even snow, of course, up on 4th of July, depending on the temperatures there. Missoula, you've got some rain that's going to be south of Missoula, and then down U.S. Highway 93 through Hamilton, definitely rain. There's a little bit of a little bit around Stevensville, so if you happen to be in Stevensville, Montana right now, you've got some rain. And then, of course, as we take a look at some more of the precipitation, it looks like we got some that's going to be just north of Erie, Pennsylvania, but it's going to be up there on the lake, and it's going to move mostly up towards Toronto, Canada. So you definitely want to be aware of that. And then in case it starts coming south, of course, high wind warnings. This is in Cheyenne area of Wyoming. It's going to be up near Casper as well this time. And then on down I-25 into Denver, to the Denver area, and heading west out I-70. High wind warnings happening there. So be advised of that. Again, likewise, wind advisory near Santa Fe, New Mexico. So do be aware of that wind advisory as well, just east of Wichita, and then around Springfield, Missouri, high winds in that area. Frost advisory, Jacksonville, Florida, there in the state of Florida, and then on up into southern Georgia as well, up through Brunswick, and then a little bit almost over towards Valdosta, Georgia. You've got a frost advisory this morning. So be careful out there. Drive safely. And next hour, we're going to keep our eye on this, of course, and we'll have another great song, and we'll do a little update on the weather, whatever we see out there on the maps. And we're going to head on up to the top of the hour right now. Top of the hour news is next. Get you informed on some of these headlines. And when we come back, we'll, of course, continue talking about the debate, talk about Kevin McCarthy leaving Congress, talking about what's happening with Joe Biden, White House interns demanding an Israel-Hamas ceasefire. It's the interns turning on the administration, it looks like. We'll have that and much more. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. We're coming right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.